The following podcast contains explicit language.
You are now tuned into Hot Seat Radio. Okay, enjoy. Thank you. Cell phones off.
Sassy Haas. We rocking. And I wasn't gonna start, but this shit came on and I had to start this bitch with this shit like this. Real niggas. Real money getting niggas. You know what I mean? Dream chasers. Let's get it. One for the money, two for the show, three to get the honeys. Here we go. One for the money, two for the show, three to get the monies. Here we go. M-O-N-E-Y, it's so good with me. Finally, I can afford a life of luxury. Remember in the day, mama had to work so hard just to pay the rent, all the money spent just to get another job. Now we living in an 8-room mansion.
Oh, talk that shit, Horace.
We sipping on some.
Oh,
and we chill. Let's cook beans and the beans.
All over the
east
world,
to the west coast. We're making it.
Check it.
See, we're doing
one for the money.
That's how you start some shit off. It's Hot Seat Haas. Get your shit together. Excuse me. Hot Seat Haas podcast. Shout out to Leopold Jacobs, 1983. About to start this shit up right. And let's get it. Hit the website, find something you love. Shout out to all our clients. Shout out to all our new updates and items. www.leopoldjacobs1983.com. One more time. www.leopoldjacobs1983.com. I've been a fan of our brand. Got a nice client base, and I'm proud of what we have and what we do. To everybody that's doing what we do, or that has done, or in pursuit, you know what I mean? Keep doing what you do. We're in no competition with anybody. We're in our own space, and if you look at it that way, you won't ever have to worry about your brand and its place in anything. And yeah, we compete, you know what I mean? But we're not worrying about anybody. We're not, you know, paying attention to anybody's stuff. In a sense of some copying or whatever. It's never been our base. Original since 1983 is a reason that we highlighted that, and that's how we, in a sense, promote things and establish our brand identity. You know, a great, that nigga's bugging. A great, Apple did a great job. Apple revolutionized the game, changed, it just shook everything up. It's probably, you're probably holding your phone right now, and it's an Apple device, or you got AirPods in, or like me, I got the old headphones with the wire. I'm an old school, and I've been rocking with these because I have two sets of AirPods, and I only can listen to music on it. I can't talk through it. I can't listen. Nobody can hear me. And I don't think I'm buying another one. I think my brother's on his, like, fourth pair. I'm not doing it. wire ones are like $19.99. Picture how many you can buy of those. You know what I mean? And you will never be able, you know, it, like I love, I have like another two sets of these that I don't know where I got it from, I guess in the past. And they're brand new. So I like popping a fresh pair. But these ones are great. They've been in the washing machine like 40 times. And that's how I just know, because the AirPods, you know, my son was putting them in his mouth. Pause. And I guess the saliva or whatever messed them up. And these wired ones been in a washing machine, went through cycles, my nigga, and ladies and in-betweens. So, but damn. Yeah, but back to the whole, my whole spiel with Apple. They taught you to just think different. They wasn't trying to, I'm with a number one brand. Nothing. We just think different. And through that, people got it. People, you know what I mean? And so I'm giving y'all some game. You know what I mean? You don't have to create a brand and try to be the best. No, you just have to establish your brand identity in its place. You know what I mean? And I know our place. People are going to catch on. And it's going to be interesting when people catch on later, because, you know.
Welcome to Maryland.
And then all the people that already are on it, they're going to double back, or they're going to preach and boast how, I remember I copped them the sweaters when they didn't have their name tags, or, you know what I mean, when we were just starting out, and, you know, I went through, and I would say me, because I've been working the behind the scenes, like the business aspect of our brand for a minute. So I've seen literally how far we have came with what we do, how far we have come, or whatever. You know, like, and I remember the days when, you know, even the days when you posted and it was like 2 people liking your shit, or 10 people, you know, now the number has, you know, risen, and it's still great, because, you know, we want all these people to like our shit, but when a good 120 like your joint, or a good, just even 40 people, or 50 people, or even back to that 10, you know what I mean, we only worry about all the people that didn't like it, instead of just really, really putting the focal point on the individuals that do like and the individuals that do purchase. And I came across something, right? And it was dude, he was saying like, yo, we say you get 70 likes and you wanted 700 likes, or 7,000, or 700, whatever. We'll frown upon the 70 likes, or somebody will be like, oh, that nigga only got 70 likes on this picture. Right, and just say if there was 70 people at your door, knocking at your door, or at your window, how would you feel about it then? Or you had a function and 70 people showed up, how would you feel about it then? I guarantee you would really appreciate those 70 people, opposed to that 700 or 7,000 or 700,000 or 7 million, I don't even know. You know what I mean? Just say 70 people came to your door, your home, whether you got a, you're in an apartment, home, house, condo, whatever. Just say 70 people came to your door. How would you feel about that? And you seen 70 people. Hey, what up, Haas? Oh shit, I ain't see you in the mail. Oh, yo. You know, maybe the people that you don't even know, you don't really know on social media that follow you, or you follow vice versa, and they happen to, you know, it'll be very interesting. I guarantee you'll have a great time. You know what I mean? So try having 700 people arrive to your door, whether you live in a house, apartment, condo, whatever. I guarantee you 700 people that showed up to your door are going to provide or going to have more, it's going to be more issues pertaining to that, opposed to, you know, 70 people. So let's just be mindful of how we appreciate things or we internalize things. And, you know, it's interesting. So long, I got 24 minutes for my ride home. So I'm going to try to squeeze everything in this episode. Pause. Just want to talk about some things. A lot going on, as always. shout out to Horace Brown, one for the money. Shit was ringing. Respect your boy. But yeah, think different. You know, just appreciate what it is. I'm telling you, you're going to really, it's going to change. The outlook is going to change, and then things are going to really change in your life. And I'm no guru. I'm a fucking pot-smoking motherfucker. You know what I mean? But I'm sound in what I know. I'm confident in what I do know and how I look at life. You know what I mean? And I've always been internalizing life and looking at it from these standpoints that I have. You know what I mean? Appreciative. You know what I mean? Humble, but still confident. And knowing that it's gonna be a brighter day, whether it's a, you know, whatever it is, you know what I mean? It's gonna be a better day. You know, like, I have, what is it? I've been doing some new music recently, and it was a line that I said. So we from the start, my shine sits above me, my diamonds all over my shine. We trapped the back of color. I said something like, so we focus on the light at the end of the tunnel. You know what I mean? Because I know that it's gonna, I'm gonna see a light at the end of this bitch. You know what I mean? I know, and it's nothing wrong, and you know what I mean? I'm just saying, like, I know, you know, it was times that I remember when I was in college, and bear with me. I was in college, and I was, you know, you wait on a refund or you wait on whatever. I was waiting on some money. It was a nice chunk of money I was waiting on. And it was like, it was a distance. Similar to where a child is waiting on Christmas. I remember it was like October. And I'm like, ooh, can't wait for Christmas. And it's like, nigga, it's October. We have a few more months. Nigga, slow down. And, it's the same. You know what I mean? Because I was waiting for this money, because I knew it was going to change a lot of things for me. It was going to help with a lot of stuff. That money helped a lot. But it was out. You know what I mean? You look through the water, you see the boat down all the way down there, and then the boat finally pulls up on you, and you're like, wow, this boat is huge. I didn't know it was so huge. From afar, it looked so small. But I was waiting for this money, and the anxiety of it just was working on me. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, damn, I can't wait to get it, and I can't wait to do these things. I was, you know, you already spending this shit before you get it, or you're trying to think of things to do with it, or you know, especially the to sustain and to think about how I can use this money to make more money, and you know what I mean, or whatever it was, or you know, it just was so much thoughts, and you know, and I finally got it, and you know, but it was thing just of knowing it, you know what I mean, it's like, you know, you knew you was gonna get it because obviously whatever, but prior to receiving that money, I knew it was coming. You know what I'm saying? Like, I knew something was coming. And that's of knowing. That's being that is being bold with it. Cause you know the most got you. You know? And that's what it is. You gotta, you know, focus on the light at the end of the tunnel, because through it, shit, the light's gonna turn off. You know what I mean? Or whatever. It's gonna flicker. You know what I mean? But I know that I'm gonna see the light at the end of this shit. So it's sad. Rest in peace to Mo, Staten Islander, great friend. Older, I think she, maybe a year older, graduated older, or 2 years older. I don't think she was in my brother's grade. That's how I use a lot. Base a lot. My brother was 2 years older than me. Like, a good chunk of my buddies were 1 year, and so I kind of gave in there. So I think she was 1 year older than me. Maybe 2 years. I don't know. Anyway, rest in peace, yo. You know, I saw that shit and I was like, nah. You know what I mean? It's like, no, it's unbelievable. How people are passing, you never know. You know what I mean? And that's why you gotta walk this shit. I'm telling you, you gotta chase this shit. You gotta get whatever you want out of it. You gotta be content with whatever. If you like McDonald's, eat that shit every day if you want it. I don't care. You know what I mean? Because you never know. You know, do whatever you want to do. I spoke to my man, he jumped out of fucking plane. Like, you know what I mean? He went skydiving. I'm like, yo. Of the day, my homie. You know, I ain't speak to him a few months, and I'm glad he's doing well and all that. You know what I mean? But, you know what I mean? This shit is not promised every day. Look at Kevin Samuels. Respect the dead. Look at all these individuals that are dying, these kids and elders that are dying in these mass shootings. And it's sad. I don't want this episode to be sad, but, or just like, damn, Hoss, you just put me in a certain mode. Because I'm up. You know what I mean? But I have to talk about it all. You know what I mean? I can't just talk about the bullshit or the junk, even though I love to talk about the junk. You know what I mean? This shit is crazy. I was talking to my lady the other day, like, they got to figure something out. You know what I mean? But I don't want to jump, because I want to get into what I want to talk about, but it's just so much to talk about. And maybe I'll get back to what we're dealing with, or, you know, an idea that I have. And I'm pretty sure somebody has that idea or whatever. I don't know. But on a lighter note, I went to buy a hookah the other day. It's a purple hookah, too. And I've been meaning to get one for, I guess, ever since we moved in this crib, you know, 2 years, I guess, because, you know, you buy things for your home, you buy things for guests, you buy things. And I was a hookah fan at a time. I used to be at Blue Cantina, my spot on Peter. Shout out to Blue Cantina. I used to be in that a lot. I introduced a lot of people to that spot. I bought guests and hope, you know what I mean? And because I was a hookah fan, you know, and at a time when it wasn't taboo in a sense. And now it seems like, you know, men are getting bashed for smoking hookahs. Like, we can't do anything. Men can't do anything but pay bills, or that idea of it. You know what I mean? Like, if you follow me, like, we can't eat a hot dog. Like, niggas can't, men can't, I can't even compliment my homie. Like, yo, damn, those are nice pants. Without a nigga looking at me like I want to fuck him or something. Like we can't do anything. I can't even. And I said, I speak this lightly, but I can't even hold the door for a lady. Double dare hold the door. This chick looked at me like I was just the lamest nigga in the world. And I wanted to really ask her, like, yo, nobody ever held the door open for you? like, because you're looking at me like I'm crazy. And now I got to look at you like you're crazy. And it's sad that nobody held the door for you in your life. Sweetie. It's crazy. But I bought a hookah. And I got to get back to figuring, because I used to pack these bitches and them shits used to be blowing. We used to have one for the podcast. You know, Rant Ninja used to smoke his hookah like crazy on a podcast. It added aesthetic to it because you could hear like the smoking in the background and audio. When you have audio podcasts, all of the sounds are work to your advantage, believe me, as much as you think they don't. Drops, something bangs, commotion in the background, people talking, you eating food, you smacking. I'm telling you, because it's audio, it's not visual. So if you can add these audio, I don't know, moments in there to give some type of context, then it helps. I'm telling you. So I got 14 minutes left. I got a cram. So anyway, I bought this hookah. And I don't know if I'm ever going to go to a hookah spot, smoke me a hookah. I'm totally confident. But, you know, I don't know. But I bought a purple hookah. But a hookah is purple. And I had to highlight purple because I took a picture of it and I sent it to my brother. I was like, I'm a thot. He said, yeah, it is purple too. You know what I mean? Habib, he's in these spots. So he's out. He's outside. So he's, you know, he thinks he's the thoughtness of hookah smoke and shit like that. But anyway, at the end of the day, I bought a purple hookah. I got me some green mint. Is it green mint? Blueberry mint. I think it's green blueberry mint shisha. And I got some CBD shisha. The CBD shisha, that shit smoke and it smells like dope. That shit had me very relaxed. And I thought he was jacking when he was like, yeah, this CBD hemp. Hemp CBD shisha, it's perfect. You want to relax. And I was like, yeah, nigga. Stop selling me some shit. I'm going to buy it anyway. And I got it. And, he wasn't jacking. Moving all along. Prodigy's catalog was added to streaming platforms. I don't know if you're a Prodigy fan. For those out there, I don't know if you even knew that his catalog wasn't on it. It was there, but it was very weird. Like, I'm like, because I remember, I think it was what? Mac? I think the joint he had it with Alchemist, the Mac. I forget, but the artwork is black and white. He got the suits on, I believe. Or I think he had a few songs that was up there. You know what I mean? It was like Keep It Thorough was there, but it wasn't Keep It Thorough. It was like on some like industry like playlist CD or whatever that they had. So it was very vague, you know. And at a time, it was maybe like 3-4 years ago. It was, because a few songs it was on my playlist. I mean, HNIC album is a classic. If you're not a fan of HNIC album, then you need to rethink your hip hop. Shit. It's a fact. Because Prodigy was literally one of the hottest artists at a time. Literally. Like, and I'm not, it's not shocking, but Prodigy was one of the top leading artists of our genre at a time. Never forget that. And he had the music to back it up. He had everything to back it up. HNIC, certified classic. Genesis. Do It, Criminal Minded, Keep It Thorough, Trials of Love, my favorite, You Can Never Feel My Pain, another favorite, Young YBE, Young Black Entrepreneurs featuring BG. I mean, the album was crazy. And then it's the Hegelian Dialect album that got No Religion on there. It's a Jay-Z sample. Hegelian Dialect, I think, is the, it may be, you know, because Prodigy was kicking that Illuminati talk for his whole career, from inception. But the idea of the Hegelian Dialect, listen to that album. I don't, And I'm not saying anything, but for the CTs out there, you know what CTs mean. But it's on streaming platforms. And I tweeted, Prodigy's catalog is essential. It's needed. And his daughter retweeted it. Shout out to Santana Fox. If I'm correct. But and a lot of other people retweeted it too. My lady, DJ Ace, Boogie, a couple other people, because it's true. This shit is essential. It's essential because I've been listening to it since it dropped, and it's sad, it's reminiscent, you know what I mean? It's nostalgic, it's amazing. I had moments of spazzing because it's a lot of, you know, Don Langos, a lot of gun talk, you know what I mean? It puts that chip on your shoulder. But anyway, it's on streaming platforms, so stream it up, because Prodigy is going to make a lot of money off of me, or a good amount of streams he's going to get from me, definitely. And I support the artists that I support. It's a fact. Pusha T, Hov, Drake, Ye, Sampha, Jameson, ESTG. I'm telling you, Prodigy. Weekend, Party Next Door, Sade, Anita Baker, I'm trying to think, Stevie Wonder. These people get, I stream those artists a lot. So go through them again. Guy. But anyway. That's kind of it. That's all I wanted to talk about. Want to talk. Here's the thing. I think I'm a fan of Second Amendment rights. Both sides of the coin. I understand the idea of it for people that are pro, that people are con. But I don't think we'll ever get rid of them. You know what I mean? To get rid of them will put a certain group of people in direct fear, because they have no means of protection against themselves, even though 9 times out of 10 we don't give a shit about them. You know what I mean? So it's just them that will be out there worrying about whatever, because they're pussy and they're in fear. But it's not a correlation of the two. If you're listening, you know, they want to interact with them because they need them for the idea of protection. You know what I'm saying? We don't. I don't. Of course, if you know what I'm talking about. But I don't need it. And I don't. But the need of it is there, if you follow. So I think that they should be a more screened process of attaining. It should be monitored throughout a year, maybe, or maybe every certain man, just like you get a fucking license, or just like you get a, it should be an evaluation. And it shouldn't be an algorithm. It shouldn't be a computer. These individuals need to be, that are doing these evaluations, need to be highly evaluated themselves and go through the same screening processes. And it seems like it may be a lot, right? If you're listening. But it's not. Because it's a process. And I think that everywhere you go, you should have to check your firearm in, or clearance, like just like the plane. You know what I mean? It everywhere, because, and this is maybe it's not thought out. I don't know. But I, damn, the fuck? My shit cut off. Oh, no, it's not. Maybe it's not thought out. Maybe it did. I don't know. But maybe it's not as thought out, but it's my idea. Everybody goes somewhere. It's like a coat check. You check your shit in. And maybe, or it's just like, too, how these comedians have everybody put their phones in a plastic bag. Seal it. And, you know, there's corruption in all avenues of it, because somebody that's holding the guns can flip out, and or it could be like, you know, just like how metal detectors or people, rappers got in clubs, you know, avoiding metal detectors because they knew the bouncer and they just, you know what I mean? There's ways around it, I understand. But to have to declare your weapon, you know what I mean? It puts it in a system. It gives a track, a log of who you are. And maybe that's never like one dude that is holding all these guns for people at an event. Let's say a movie theater. You know what I mean? No, you put it in a Dropbox. And so nobody has the gun. The people have. The person that is in charge of the gun check has access to the machinery, though. He can open it if he needs to. But he doesn't directly play, you know what I mean? So it's giving you still control of your firearm. It's still giving you the right to bear your arm and have your firearm. But it gives you some more structure. It gives more... it gives a log, gives a paper trail of who you are. So if you happen to go on a tangent, it's simple. We can pull your shit up. You know what I mean? We have all your shit. You know what I mean? It's just like if an Amazon driver, like I had an issue with a dickhead Amazon driver one day. He was in my fucking parking space. I mean, my driveway, not a parking space, my driveway. And I was like, yo, I gotta go in my driveway. He got an attitude with me, like, and I'm like, nigga, you're in my driveway, nigga. Get the fuck out my driveway, right? However, and maybe that's an example, or maybe that's not a great example, but all I had to do is ask Amazon who was the individual that y'all sent out to deliver today. And if I really want... You get what I'm saying? I really wanted to bring some smoke to this nigga or get this nigga fired or whatever. Or whatever. You know what I mean? Or whatever. You know what I mean? Or it's like... Say... Another example. DoorDash. You DoorDash to my crib, right? And I didn't like the way you threw my DoorDash, my food on my step. So I get a hold of you, I punch you in your face. It's a log. You know it's me. Because I ordered the DoorDash. So police come right out. Boom, 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 boom. And you know. And maybe this idea is not really thought out. Maybe the system is in place. Or I don't know. But I think everybody, everywhere you go, you should declare your gun. Because it's the idea of knowing that I'm safe. Because I declared my gun. You know what I mean? And you know that anybody else that's carrying a weapon declared theirs too. So nobody should be in here with a weapon. And it may be the idea of it. You know what I mean? It can help. You know, it's just like flight attendants. They were, but flight attendants were nurses prior to becoming quote unquote flight attendants, because people had flying anxiety. So to increase the travel, to get people to travel, because this new form of transportation, they put nurses on the plane to just make somebody believe that, you know, that you know, I'm safe. There's a nurse there just in case anything happens to me. You know what I mean? I'll be safe. They have a nurse on the flight. You know, it gives you the illusion of safety. And I'm not trying to blind people or manipulate people, but I think that if you got a gun and you want to go to an NBA basketball game, you got to check your fucking gun in. It's simple. If you go on a flight and you got a gun, you got to check that shit in. Simple. It's simple. If you want to go, that's how I think. I just think that. You know what I mean? And yeah, it's a lot, but it'll provide more jobs. It'll give me people more responsibility. It'll, you know what I'm saying? This shit can change, yo. I ain't trying to change the world. I'm just saying this shit can change, yo. This world can change if people want it to change. And the idea of people not wanting it to change is sad, because we got little kids going to school getting killed. Elderly people getting killed. Granted, nobody should be killed. I don't care if you're, you know, you shouldn't be 21. And, you know, it shouldn't be that way. Nobody should, you know. I don't even know if I want to put Leo in school. I may house school. I'm thinking about that, because I don't, and it's not like I'm weak or nothing, but nah, yo. Because I tell you, something happens to my kid in the vein of that, it's a wrap for me. Respectfully. And I mean it. And I pray that I'll never be put in a position, because I'm telling you, it's a wrap. But, you know, kids can't go anywhere nowadays. Get your kid. This lady. You know, speaking of kids, and this lady just letting her kid just... but bear with me, I'm going into the drop this laundry in the laundromat. And I'll be right with you. You probably could listen to me. It's crazy. Which one is dirty? This is dirty. How you doing? Yeah, it's a bunch of sheets and towels mixed in it. Not a big one. It's just small, like little couch, throw rug. I mean, throw stuff like that. But no.
You pay later.
Yeah, I pay later. If you have to charge me more, then it's okay, because it's some. I don't know if it'll be that cheap, but if you could, you just let me know, okay? All right, thank you. Enterprise. But yeah, I don't know if my idea works. I just think that everybody should have to declare their guns if they have one. Because I don't want you to take them away. You know what I mean?
I think they're needed. You know what I mean?
And it sounds corrupt because, all right, the teachers armed with weapons, right? And that happens. Now the teachers can defend themselves. However, there's still more casualties. Like, so I don't get it. I don't know what it is, but I do believe that there is a way to fix this shit and have some order, because it's sad. I only could imagine how other countries look at us, yo. You know what I mean? I can only imagine how they look at us. I'm going to the car wash now, even though it's probably gonna rain, but I got a pass, monthly pass, and I'm using this bitch. I don't care if it rains right after I exit the car wash. Yeah. I don't know if that's a great plan. I don't know. Everybody should be able to declare their guns. I don't know. You know, it adds more. The process to get in places are probably going to be longer. It's going to be a longer line to get in because you got to go through this shit. Or if you have a gun, you just got to go through another entrance. You know what I mean? And I'm not trying to. It's not, you know, these divisions are set to add the confusion also. So I don't want to continue dividing us and separating us. You know what I mean? Like, you go that way, or it's like non-smoking or smoking section. Remember that shit? You know what I mean? You remember how you used to walk by people that were smoking in a restaurant and you were like, ugh. Or maybe you was a fan of it and you're like, ugh, I can't wait to sit down and start smoking a cigarette. But restaurants, I was never fond of cigarette smoke. Bars, definitely. It just goes. You know what I mean? Because I'm still of a fan of a cocktail and a cigarette. Even though I haven't smoked a cigarette in probably like, 2022? Maybe like 4 years. It's pretty good. Yeah. That's pretty good. Commendable. And I remember, you know, people used to be like, yeah, you smoke cigarettes? And I used to be like, yeah, I just like it. I enjoy it. You know what I mean? And I didn't think I was addicted to it. You know what I mean? Because I quit. Like that. You know what I mean? You know? What was removed was the hanging out in these bars. So maybe that was the issue. Maybe it wasn't the cigarette. Maybe it wasn't cigarette addiction. Maybe it was the being around the atmosphere. Because I'm telling you, a cocktail and a cigarette? Oh my goodness. It's better than hot tea and a blunt. Trust me. Smoke some green tea. I mean, drink some hot green tea or some peppermint tea and roll you a nice L. Whoa, that shit is amazing. However, I think a cocktail and a cigarette is a better combination. But I know I'm rambling on, you know, but it's what I do. If you get to this point, I suggest you listen to it this in its entirety. I suggest everybody, whoever, you know what I mean? So if you got to this 41 mark or whatever mark, make sure you listen to it in its entirety. And don't ever forget that. If that makes sense.
Please wait while we verify your membership.
You know?
Please select an upgrade. Or, if you do not want...
No upgrade!
You are now ready to enter the car wash. Please proceed by following the directions on the signs ahead. And thank you again for your car wash purchase.
But anyway, I don't know, man. I think we can figure it out. We really could figure it out. You know what I mean? And that's why, yo, I remember, you know, you listen to some people, and they be like, man, fuck you, man. You know, fuck people, respectfully. I'm only worrying about who I gotta worry about. Because you sit there and try to save the world, or you're gonna end up regretting it, or you end up, you know what I mean? Because some people just want to be savages. Some people just want to fuck people over. Some people don't want to be a good person. You know what I mean? It's an easy process, you know. And as of recent, you know, it's ill. We're getting to a place because the Most has revealed individuals that I always thought weren't ever going to be that type of individual, if I'm making sense. You know what I mean? Take that. Hold that. I don't know. Stay up, people. I don't mean to continue beating Beloved Talk Season 2, but it's here, and we have some great episodes. I mean, some great shit. It looks amazing. I shared the first few episodes with some people in the network, and, you know, just to get a basic gauge of it, and, you know, some people shared their sentiments, and it is what it is, or some, you know, but it's amazing. You know what I mean? We're going to continue. I think that we have one of the best interviews that have to deal with somebody that that has to deal with Staten Island. And you know what I mean? I think we have one of the best interviews that are dealing with Staten Island individuals. I truly do. I really think that. So I don't know when we're going to drop the first episode. But when we drop, I'm telling you, just look out. Because it might drop like bird shit. You know what I'm saying? What else? So much going on. That's it. Oh, one thing before we ride out that was on my mind, and it's similar, it's all relative. Sorry about all the ums. Will Smith slapping Chris Rock stayed in the news cycle longer than 10 black people being slaughtered in the supermarket. Hold that. yo, alright. Yo, why Anwar's coming up with just his Mac? As Sonny said, they were coming to do the show, though. Wow, see? Peace and love to everybody. Sorry for the dead air, but we have to stop thinking that we should deserve some type of kudos for doing shit that we're supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? An example. And this example doesn't have anything to do with anything, but it's just an example for me to give you some understanding of what I'm saying. I shouldn't get a reward for taking my son to the park. You know what I mean? So if you're doing something and you need a reward for doing something similar, or something like, you know, it's like being a nice person. You shouldn't get a reward for being like, oh, I was a good person today. I was good in class today. You know what I mean? Just be a good person. And that ain't no fucking, what's this dickhead in Atlanta name? Forgot his name. That ain't running with his shit. He even though he just made something that was just simple, like just be a good person. I think that, I forgot his name. Yeah, just be a good person. There's no plug to him at all. But it is what it is. It is Hot Seat Haas, the Hot Seat Haas, the one and only. Shout out to Leopold Jacobs 1983. Hit the website. If you're in need of short or long term rental, stay. Hit us up. You can go to Airbnb and I forget the other one, Burbo or whatever. Rich Legacy Enterprises. You can go up there. Or you can go to Nataris Projected Visions, I believe. Check it out. If you need a vehicle, I have a few of them. No, a few is two. We have more than a few. Hit us up. They're on Toro. But, you know, hit us up if you need it. Because outside of it, too. But those apps just make sure everything is a better structure. But what else? Just stay tuned. Support your people, yo. Stop making excuses. It's 2022. Peace.